Good afternoon, everybody. This is SoCal Traffic Cast.
This is Edgar.
And this is Tim, and you are getting ready to listen to part two of the Billy Bob story.
The Billy Bob story, that's right. Boy, it's afternoon already.
Billy Bob.
It's after work.
It is after work. We are out of work, and I am happy.
Woo, one more day.
One more day, man. It's getting close.
This is Thursday afternoon right now. We're approaching Friday morning.
We are.
Well, Friday morning. Is it Friday morning now? Because we just have one more day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Friday morning. Tomorrow will be Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
After lunch. Home. Eat some lunch. Take a nap. We'll be back. So where was I?
You were at the Billy Bob story.
I was driving on a road with trees.
With trees and a lot of barbecue.
A lot of barbecue I couldn't quite get to because I'm looking at my gas gauge and going, that don't look like much gas.
That's right.
But the Ozark National Forest was great. So, I know where I was.
Where were you?
I was at the gas station that was no more.
Oh, yeah, you went up.
I'm like, oh, there's a gas station.
Right.
Just before the entrance to Ozark National Park, I see gas, what looks like might be gas pumps.
Yeah.
And a shack. Mm-hmm. So I pull up, and the gas pumps are like from 1952.
Ooh.
They got the little gas cylinders above them where the fluid is in there.
The little bubble.
Yeah, and it like
a
comes
bubble
down.
On top.
It's gravity fed. There's no real pump. And they're all broken. You know, they're just broken and not working. Obviously, this hasn't been a gas station for a long time.
Right.
Now, mind you, the sign still said gas station.
Oh.
But no gas.
No gas.
So I go in. I don't even stop. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm got to keep moving, not stopping. And so I go into the Ozarks National Park and take a nice little cruise, just cruising along and driving through there. And it's a beautiful park when you can see through the trees.
Yeah.
You know, just there's so many trees. That's really just a windy road with trees.
Right.
And I stopped off at a couple of cemeteries. It's getting nice, but the gas gauge is getting lower
and
lower and lower.
They didn't have signs like 300 more miles gas station.
No.
Nothing like that.
No.
Oh.
So I get out of the national park and go around a corner, and finally, a gas station, another gas pump.
Uh-huh.
Very similar to the old one, you know. No pavement, just gravel.
Uh-huh.
You pull up, and then there's the old gas pump, you know, with you turn the side handle, and then it goes click, click, click.
Uh-huh.
The little numbers rotate.
Those are the ones you just pump gas, pay later.
Right. So I'm looking for the place for the credit card.
Yeah.
I'm like, no credit card.
No. Nope.
And I pull out my cash. I'm going, I got like $13 and some change.
Hmm.
I don't have a lot of gas.
That's not a lot of gas money.
I'm like, man, looking at the pump. So I go inside, and I'm like, I got $13. She said, well, you ain't pumped nothing yet.
She said it like that? So
her and her one tooth. She got one tooth behind the counter, sucking on a Camel non-filter.
Oof.
And some greasy hair. And, you know, the inside was just empty. She had a cash register on some plywood sitting on egg crates or milk crates.
No, she did
she
not.
She did. I kid you not. She had cartons of cigarettes for sale right there. And then there were, like, some old rundown refrigerators on the other side.
That went, with the beer.
And it said beer and then light beer. There's nothing.
Well, they're
out.
Pretty progressive. Light
that's,
beer.
Yeah,
you
light,
would just.
They did have. Yeah. Well, they got to watch your figure out there in the Ozarks now. So I give her the third. I said, you know, I just got $13, and she goes, well, it don't stop.
So
when I go over, she said, you don't want to go over. Freaking city slicker.
You don't want to go over. You're gonna be working for me. You're gonna have to work it off.
The place was directly out of a freaking horror flick, man.
You
walk in the door, there's two greasy guys sitting on a 8-foot utility table, you know, the kind you just fold out the legs, right?
Yeah.
And utility chairs, just fold out chairs. They're sitting there in the middle of this like empty place, playing cards, giving you the stink eye, you know?
Yeah.
And then she's behind the counter, mm-hmm. giving you the stink eye. He's like, I don't belong here. They're all looking at me like I'm a McCoy.
Uh-huh. You're definitely not from there.
So I go out to pump the gas. I'm pumping the gas. I'm watching the gas pump intently. And I'm getting close to the end. And like a 1973 Ford Econoline van pulls up in the gravel. Sliding, uh-huh. right?
Yeah.
The sliding door opens up.
Uh-huh.
And I kid you not. Sling Blade jumps out the side.
Sling Blade?
Yeah, a Billy Bob.
A Billy Bob.
A Billy Bob. The guy has no hair on the top of his head, big old bushy, nasty, rotten beard, no teeth in his mouth, big old white guy wearing overalls with no shirt, and one side of the overall undone so you can see some man boob hanging out the side.
This is just like the movies.
And I'm like, I'm so preoccupied with if he's going to abduct me and throw me in the back because he needs to feed his brother who's been chained up to a wall that the gas goes over just by a few pennies.
It did.
I'm like, I shut it off, and I'm like, click it. I'm going, oh, shit, I'm out of here. And I just left. It was only 2 pennies.
2 pennies?
Yeah, it was out.
Oof.
Ooh, scared me, though. I thought Billy Bob was coming to get me.
I'd still be scared for those 2 pennies. It'd be a reason to have some fun.
Yeah. What? Ma? He took 2 pennies.
Yeah.
Go get him.
Call the sheriff.
So all that, I'm freaked out. I kid you not, I go a quarter mile down the road around a bend.
Beautiful gas station.
Arco's, freaking Texaco's, credit card machines, a Walmart is there. I'm back in civilization, just right around the corner.
Whoa.
I was so close.
Oh.
Scared me.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's a terrible story.
I love road trips. I wouldn't have that story if I didn't go on a crazy road trip.
Yeah, that's true.
I would have just had another boring story of driving home on a freeway from one freeway to the next freeway. That's all I'd have. Just nothing. Got to go.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Well, you're really looking forward to this road trip.
I am. You know, I have all that pre-road trip anticipation, gut churning.
Yeah.
Just not sure how it's going to go.
Yep.
Waiting for everything to go wrong.
Everything to go wrong. It's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Yep.
And I hope you guys get a chance to do a show on the road, at least one, you know?
Yeah, we'll see.
There'll be plenty of time. What is it, like 40 plus hours?
Yeah, we're. Yeah, it's like.
It's an estimate, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just an estimate. Yeah.
The first leg of the trip was just carrying from Niagara Falls down to Arkansas is 21 hours.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's about another 21 hours from Arkansas to here.
Yeah.
That's straight shot, and I didn't really plan on straight shot, so that's 40 hours. Just a work week.
Yeah. But I know you guys have a lot of stuff planned out on the way.
Well.
A lot of points of interest.
We have a lot of opportunities to plan stuff out.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we've got a couple ideas of where we'd like to go. It has a lot to do with how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
Today I looked up, I think there's a couple of things, you know, we're going to be going pretty much right through Amish land.
Oh, you got to stop.
So I thought we'd stop and do a little Amish country.
They're okay.
Yeah.
I heard they're safe.
I heard they're nice.
Yeah, I would.
They don't even have guns.
Yeah. And, you know, you feed one of their animals or something.
Because they have axes.
Yeah. Axes? Oh. Yeah.
I wish I had a gun.
You wish you had a gun going around.
Well, I'm
going
to be driving through some states where I think I can just walk in and buy a gun.
There you go.
You know, handgun. They don't even mess with me. Oh, what do you want? 9mm? All right, here you go.
Here you go. You want a sawed-off shotgun? Yeah, we got those right there in the bucket.
That's
right. They're not even in the cage. They're just right there in the bucket.
There's a bucket. The shells are right next to them. Just go grab those. Load yourself up.
By the way, those shells are on sale right now.
That's right.
Get a couple of boxes.
That's right. So is that your wife out there that yelling and kicking at the door?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, yeah, we understand.
Uh-huh.
You just go get yourself one of
them.
That's
right. They don't even actually, you know, like glass cases.
We call that the nagger. The nagger 101.
Oh, my goodness.
You nagging me, bitch? Here we go.
Oh, my God, Tim. You haven't even started the trip.
I'm just saying. They got guns out there.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
They got the guns all over the place. They got the subatomic machine gun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know.
Submachine gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fully automatic weapons.
Fully automatic.
Yes.
No problem.
No problem.
No having to buy some pin kit.
Uh-huh. No.
Whatever you want.
This is rapid fire.
Here it comes.
Oh. So, boy, what else is going on, Tim?
Well, nothing. I'm going on the trip. That's what's going on. What the hell else you want
I'm
from
sorry.
Me?
I'm sorry. Day 9.
What's going on with
I'm
you?
I'm a little mush. Well, tonight, Lee and the boys come home.
That's right. Don't forget the camera.
No. And the movies.
Movies. Yep.
Got that. As a matter of fact, I already put in a separate folder to ready for burn.
Any okay. other usable electronic devices that you think I could use?
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't thought about it.
You got the GPS.
That's right.
And you're bringing your laptop.
Yep.
And you got a wireless Wi-Fi card.
Coming, yep.
For the trip, so you have full internet access.
Yep.
Going to get some movies. Got your phone. Oh, you need like a PSP. Video games. Maybe one of those handheld video games.
That's right. That would be good.
That would be good? Okay. I have one.
Nah, I'm PSP. We don't really play video games. I don't even play video games.
No? Well, plus you have your laptop. You can always play solitaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got some blogging to do. I want to, you know.
Oh, there you go.
I generally blog my trips.
Okay.
So.
That is good. I don't know what else.
You know, while I'm out there, I should do some moonshine research. Seeing as I got an email today from that ethanol company.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's supposed to be out pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, fall.
Fall.
Fall's not far away.
Yeah.
We'll be falling into it any minute now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about that before. And so, yeah.
Good.
We got to figure out how to make moonshine. And
why?
They answered my question about diesel.
Oh, they did?
They said, yes, you can run it in diesel. The ethanol and diesel.
Ethanol and diesel.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can put ethanol in this diesel car?
Yeah. And we can add 20% water to the ethanol mix.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
So did you do the math and it works out, or?
Well, it does work out, but
after 2 years. After the initial cost.
Yeah, you get your money back in 2 years of buying gas, or less.
Or less.
Yeah. Depending on how much you drive, fuel economy, and everything else.
Sure.
It's not just about that.
It is also about?
It's also about being self-sufficient with your energy needs.
True.
You know, I mean, dude, this country's going to shit. And the only people that are going to have gas pretty soon are electric companies and the rich.
And the rich.
And the electric company's going to scream, you.
Yep.
Screw you.
Oh, yeah.
That's
using
it.
More.
I'm not a conspiracist.
No, you're not. You're a very, you don't believe in such things.
I don't.
You don't believe that there's powers out there.
No, I don't believe that there's any powers out there. If they had the power, this wouldn't happen. That's what I mean. It's just like, it's not a conspiracy of people intentionally screwing it. It's just a bunch of fucking idiots.
Screwing it up.
Well.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Yeah, you know, it's a combination of things. There's only one real answer. The real answer is the world is now grossly overpopulated, and it's due to the fact that we have oil. So the oil's going to run out, and then population's going to decrease. It's just those are going to be really shitty times.
Oh, yeah.
So, and only the strong will survive.
Oh, that's like a song. Only the strong will survive.
Really? Could you sing a few bars?
No, I don't even try. I know you try.
Can you speak it with rhythm?
I can't speak it with rhythm.
Little rhythmic speech. Little melody. So, yeah, that's the reason. So, yeah, gotta go see if I can find some moonshine and dump it in my tank and run it.
Yeah, see if it works. That won't work. That will work in this car, right? Because it's diesel. The moonshine will work on this car.
Well, here's the problem. Even with adding the 20% water, I think the 20% water may add a little bit to the power of the ethanol because you have the flash of the water turning into steam. But steam engines are terribly inefficient. They run at like 20% of the maximum power they could get out of them or whatever.
Okay.
They expel a lot of power. Internal combustion engines are actually pretty efficient compared to all other things.
Right. They're still bad.
They're still the plan. They're still the way to go.
Yeah.
But so you get a little bit more by adding the water, but ethanol is still only about 60% of the natural energy that gas is.
Oh. So we
so
need
you
more
have
of
to
it.
Use twice as almost right. twice as much. Or 50% as much maybe with water. So there you go. There's your problem.
Yeah. We talked about that. Remember that?
Yeah. It's
Yeah. We need a bigger tank. Twice the amount of tank for where
right.
we normally go. Or right. fill up twice as much.
Fill up twice as often so you're going to run more gas through.
Shorter trips too.
Yeah.
If
very oddly enough, and I don't know how the chemistry works in this, and nobody can really explain it that I've read about it. In a test where gas companies, or a gas test where ethanol was added as 15% of the fuel, so it was fuel mixed with ethanol, the car actually got better fuel economy.
That's weird.
So there's just some, there's a mix where it all kind of works good. But, you know, gram for gram, ethanol does not have as much power as petroleum.
Yeah. Well, you would think because of the gas crunch, so to speak, that the government will start adding, let's say, 15% of ethanol to the fuel supply.
Right.
You would think.
But, you know, ethanol hasn't had a chance to mature.
Yeah, it costs a lot to make it.
Well, it does cost a lot to make it. In this machine, it's not going to cost much.
Yeah.
But the equivalent is going to cost you about $2 a gallon instead of...
$4.50.
Instead of $4.50 a gallon or $5 a gallon for diesel. So, yeah. And that's equivalent gallon. It really only costs $1.10.
Uh-huh.
But by the time you factor in your deficiency...
And your cost,
then it's really more like $2 a gallon. So, for equal stuff, because you have to make twice as much. So, you still get your money back in a couple of years. It's expensive, though, 10 grand.
That's really expensive.
Ooh.
And I wonder how long the machine lasts. I don't know if there's a, you know.
Well, I want to say it had a 3-year warranty or something like that. So, you're at least warranted past the point of getting your money back, but. Maybe they'll come down.
Yeah, when they actually come out.
Yeah, maybe, you know, like the year after.
Yeah.
They'll actually come, you know, maybe they'll come down a little bit. We'll see. I just say, you know, I mean, it doesn't cost much to make a steel. Just make a steel.
Yeah. Maybe that's the way to do it. I think you need, like, a license.
Well, you need a license for this, too.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes, you have to apply for a license for home ethanol manufacturing for use as fuel.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what the fee is like with that.
Special license. You know, I don't know.
Huh.
I don't think it was much. I think it said online it was just kind of irrelevant.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a big deal.
Because you know what they do. The government goes, you know, we really don't want you to have that. So we just, the application fee before the approval fee is a lot. And then we just make you wait.
We're going to leave you tied up.
Yeah, we get your money and we make you wait.
Now, see, that's along the conspiracy lines. It's like these guys that say, well, we invented a pill that you know, you put in your tank and you get double the amount of miles per gallon out of your car.
Yeah.
And the government came and stole our patents. gave it to the oil companies.
Huh.
You hear those guys every once in
right.
a while, you know?
Right.
And it's like, you didn't invent shit. If you did, you'd be using it. Even if they stole it and you couldn't sell it, you'd still be able to use it.
Sure.
Or the guy that, you know, invented the hydrogen engine that all runs on water.
And we haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah. He got killed. It's a big conspiracy theory. No. The physics weren't behind it.
Huh.
And yeah.
By the way, we're behind this car.
And they're going slow.
And they're going... Yeah, they're going slow.
You can't see it at home, but they're going slow.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So. This is the only lane. You can't just...
Don't you folks worry, though. I got plenty of battery this time to keep you thoroughly entertained like we have been the last few minutes. You know, no worries there.
Yeah, this is just woo. Yeah.
Yeah, it's some exciting stuff going on right now.
Okay.
Try not to have any dead air, that's all.
Yes. Look, the GPS says we're
off the road.
I'm off the road. We've got this new GPS. I like it. I like it a lot. This screen is very nice, very clear, crisp,
yes.
Great size.
Pretty smooth, too.
Very smooth. Very smooth. And the mount and just all around looks nice. So far, so good.
Yeah.
And you've been using it pretty much the whole day.
Been screwing around with it.
Yeah, and the battery is still says about halfway.
Oh, no. Well, it had gotten to red, and I had put it on the computer.
Okay.
It's the nice thing about that USB to charge it is, you know, there's a lot of options for that.
Yeah, so. And that's another great thing.
Driving in the water now.
Oh my god, look. Hey, I'm crossing the pond. I'm crossing the pond.
I didn't know you could drive on water.
No, we can't. This is Betsy. Betsy can do that.
Oh man.
So what do you think? What do you think? Till next time.
Oh, you want to end it?
Yeah.
It's kind of brutal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here, we'll pause for a minute, see if anything
yeah,
comes up.
Yeah, and then we'll come right back in the all same right, show
just,
again.
Just a real commercial break here for a second, because we've got to give something here.
Okay.
Hold on. Pop.
So be tired, but not be sleepy.
There's a difference between tired and sleepy tired?
Yeah, there is. You could be tired, like I just said, and you're just tired. Oh, I feel tired. And I feel like you have to go to bed. You know, you're yawning and yawning. It's a big difference.
Is this like the levels of your hunger?
Yeah, kind of like that.
You have lots of levels of tired, just like you have lots of levels of hunger. Like you have the pre-breakfast sandwich hunger, which is, you know, you gotta eat hunger.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then you have the immediately after you eat that hunger of I'm hungry for whatever I'm gonna have for lunch. Let's start thinking about it.
Well, sometimes just before I eat, like you know, let's say I had breakfast and I eat, and I go, I'm still kind of hungry. Even at just 8, I go like, I'm so, you know, it's
like
I can eat more.
Where you're thinking about lunch while you're eating the breakfast sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I do that
all
the
time. You're like halfway through, you're going,
no.
I wonder what we should have for lunch.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
4.5 hours from now.
It really is that long.
It is. You're like, lunch.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I have breakfast, and then I start walking around. Thinking about, hey, what do you think? Trying to get ideas for lunch.
It's a whole process.
Huh?
Whole process.
Oh, yeah. Keeps my mind going.
So today's the last day of the facial hair for me.
Yeah.
Going
man.
Back to the clean shaven, I think, tomorrow.
Well, you're saying, do you think, well, that you are.
I am.
But
I've sure
heard that there's someone else involved in this decision.
Well, no. There's not someone else involved in the decision. That decision was made by her.
Yeah. So, that's pretty smooth the way you say, well, I think I'm just going to shave it tomorrow. Because that is the deadline anyway, tomorrow.
I think it is. I'm trying to figure out if it actually is the deadline.
Huh.
Or if somehow I can get through this next vacation with it.
Well, that would be interesting if you can actually pull that off. You're the guy. You're the man.
She doesn't like facial hair. That sort of thing.
I understand.
You know?
Yeah. But if you can pull that off, hey, man, yeah, you're the one.
I don't really like it that much either. It's kind of like I'm fighting it just purely on pomp and circumstance.
To actually have it.
Yeah, you it's like,
what, is it too heavy now?
It's just a standing point. No, it itches.
It itches?
And it never feels like it's laying flat and comfortable.
That's weird. I mean, it looks like it shouldn't be itching by now. I know as it starts growing, we all know this. Yeah, it starts to itch. But you've had it long enough. It shouldn't be itching. Maybe you need some powder.
No, it's just not. It's just
the ointment?
It's uncomfortable. I got soft skin on my face and the little hairs move around and just.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a moisturizer issue.
Do you moisturize your mustache?
I don't, but because mine does not itch. Once it grows half of what you got going on, it's fine.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know it's there.
It's annoying.
Until I look in the mirror.
Do you eat? You always feel like you got something in it?
No.
Yeah, I do.
It's the way you eat.
No, it's wrong. And then, like, you get it wet and you got to dry it. It's.
Yeah, you got to dry your face.
Facial hair. There's
you got to dry your face.
There's a reason for razors. Get rid of that stuff. It's in the way.
Oh, my God. No. No, but good luck with that. Yeah. Well, if you don't like it, hey, that's your thing. I don't
know. Maybe I'll just leave a soul patch.
It's so bad. It's funny you say that. I was watching Tuxedo with Jackie Chan the other day.
Uh-huh.
And he just had just the hair underneath his lip.
Just that little one right there.
Yeah. It was pretty, you know, about an inch across.
The only place on his face he could grow it.
Right there. And he called it his soul patch. Because he went ahead and, you know, if you've seen the movie, he gets his job as a chauffeur. And the first thing they say, well, you got to shave that off. He said, my soul patch? Can't get rid of my soul patch.
Well, I kind of messed up this morning because I had the full beard going on, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
This morning I said, well, it's the last day. At least I want to try one thing different before I get rid of all of it.
Sure.
So I just cut it down to the goatee.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was cutting it. I thought I was doing a good job. Then I went and did one section, and I dinged it. It's like not an even, you know.
Yeah.
It's all messed up, and I dinged it, and I didn't shave that part. That was just with the clippers, you know, to get it down to the point where you can shave it.
Right. I think we've all done that. Been there, done that.
I'm like, ah.
The worst is the mustache
because it's only going to be there one day, and it's messed up.
Yeah. Did anybody say anything?
Nobody said anything.
Not even. No one looked at you.
Did you notice?
Work. Of course. First thing in the morning. It's obvious to me.
It's all sideways and wrong.
No, I didn't look if it's even or anything like that.
Oh.
But did anybody notice that you had the goatee thing going on?
Yeah, they did. They didn't say anything about the big cut out of the side of it makes it all messed
up.
Oh,
they think that's natural for you.
Yeah. I think Jenny kind of hinted at it. She was like, I was like, I don't know. I don't know how to do that. Because she was mentioning, Mike said I should do Fu Manchu. You know, just do down the sides. Shave it out in the middle.
Yeah, that'll be you.
And I'm like, dude, I had a hard enough time with this. I'm going to try and get in there with the razor. I don't think I have the right tools to make that happen.
No, I don't.
And
that's maintenance.
She's like, no, you draw lines and do it. I'm like,
draw lines? That's a pretty good idea.
I said, what, with a Sharpie? How do you get it out?
One that's not permanent.
No, she's like, with eyeliner. You do eyeliner. And draw lines and then wash it off.
Hey, that's a good idea.
I'm like, wow.
Didn't think about that.
Sounds like you've done this before.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Well, that should be the show then, huh?
All right.
Thanks for playing, everybody.
This is Edgar.
This is Tim. We almost out of here. I don't know.